I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. Two key items on the agenda that we talked about include the process to appoint a new city commissioner who will be filling in the remainder of the term of the late Tom Baldini, and there will be the establishment of a Parks and Recreation Master Plan Ad Hoc Steering Committee. We found out more about both of these agenda items from Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
We're going to ask the commission tonight to replace Mayor Baldini, and we're asking that they follow the exact same procedure that they did for replacing Sarah Kimbenzi and appointing Jenna Smith. The commission already approved the application process, and tonight we're going to ask them to approve the selection process, which is giving each candidate, of which there are six, 3 minutes to speak. The order to speak will be drawn from a hat, so there's no pre-setup that way. And then through a ballot procedure, each commissioner will vote, and the first candidate to reach four votes will be the new commissioner.
And those six are Aaron Andres, Margaret Brum, Jeremy Ottaway, Gustav Riedholm, Paul Schlegel, Dennis Smith, and William Sved. Those are the six that applied for this. And this is in accordance to the plan that's outlined in the city's charter, that this is what is done. I mean, there are some things that would happen, let's say, if there was no action by the commission, correct?
Correct. All the charter says is that the replacement will be selected or chosen by the standing commission. If they've fail to do so within 60 days of the position being vacated, then it needs to go to a special election.
All six of these candidates will be there tonight, the applicants, and they will be making comments about why they should be selected, and then it's a vote until you get four, correct?
Correct. Usually, or the way it worked last time was that in the first round, those that got zero votes were eliminated from the second and subsequent rounds, and it kind of proceeded that way. Last time it only took two rounds, but you never know.
The meeting is at 6 o'clock this evening at Commission Chambers at City Hall. Several items on the agenda, including, Mike, on the agenda is the establishment of a Parks and Recreation Master Plan Committee or Steering Committee. Tell me a little bit about that and what the goal will be with this project.
Every 5 years, we come up with a five-year recreation plan, and the process is rather lengthy in that we involve a committee at this stage to go through the old plan, create a new plan, and it gives the city staff and administration a roadmap on how to proceed in the future with our parks, development uses, and things of that nature. Part of this process from this point forward will also be a public survey that will go out to the citizens of Marquette, so we can get some feedback as to how they feel about our parks and some of our recreation abilities.
It seems like, in particular with Marquette, the city has embraced green space, public beach access, recreational trails, walking, bikeable trails. This would seem to be a continuation of that, wouldn't it?
Yes. Obviously, you know, a lot of our success is based on our recreation, whether it be biking or skiing or whatever, and as a component of that, the city puts together a park and recreation abilities or opportunities. And we like to know ahead of time what the community wants and what kind of goals we should lead to in the future.
And this is the first step to that, then.
That's correct.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.